The 194th day of the Ukrainian nation's heroic resistance to the Russian military invasion has begun. According to the report of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the enemy continues to focus its efforts on establishing full control over the territory of Donetsk region, maintaining the captured districts of Kherson, part of Kharkiv, Zaporizhia, and Mykolaiv regions, creating favorable conditions for resuming the offensive, searching for weak points in Ukraine's defense, trying to improve its tactical position in certain directions. There is still a threat of massive airstrikes and missile strikes on military and critical infrastructure facilities throughout Ukraine. The Caliber cruise missile carriers are on alert in the Black Sea waters. Over the past 24 hours, the enemy launched 25 missile strikes and more than 22 airstrikes on military and civilian objects in Ukraine. In particular, civilian infrastructure was affected in the areas of Kharkiv, Dmitrivka, Kostyantynivka, Zelnopilia, Zaitseve, Kodima, Soledar, Mykolaiv, Voznesensk, Ochakiv, Sukhi Stavok, and Bezemen localities. In Volyn and Polisia directions, the situation has not changed significantly. There is still a threat of missile strikes and airstrikes from the airspace and territory of the Republic of Belarus. In other directions, the enemy fired at military and civilian infrastructure from tanks, fighting vehicles, mortars, tube and rocket artillery, namely. In Siversky direction, the enemy shelled civilian and military infrastructure of more than 10 localities. Hasachivka, Yenjulivka, Mykolaivka, Mykolchina Sloboda of Chernihiv region and Novovasilivka, Novohuda, Saradina Buda, Bachisk, Ustrubine, and Smolin of Sumy region were most affected by fire. In Kharkiv direction, the enemy struck the areas of Dementyevka, Nov, Odnorobivka, Borshchova, Sosnivka, Yudi, Rusky Tishki, Pytomnik, Ruska Lozova, Slobozhinsky, Momotov, Petrivka, Byrak, Husarivka, Chepel, and Mospanov localities. An UAV was used to adjust the artillery fire. In Slovyansk direction, the occupiers hit the localities of Krasnopilia, Dibrivna, Vernopilia, and Bohorodichny. The enemy launched an airstrike on Dmitrivka. In Kramatorsk direction, the enemy shelled the areas of Piskunivka, Donetsky, Kryva Luka, Siversk, and Spern. In Bakhmut direction, Russists shelled the areas of Bilohorivka, Vesel, Zaitseve, Kodima, Mayorsk, Bakhmutsky, Soledar, Bakhmut, and Mykolaivka. In addition, an airstrike was launched near Kostyantynivka, Zelnopilia, Zaitseve, Kodima, and Soledar. In Avdiivka direction, the localities of Krasnohorivka, Marinka, Avdiivka, and Vodian were struck with mortars and tube artillery. In Zaporizhia direction, the enemy shelled the areas of Novopol and Novosilka. In southern Bug direction, the Russian Federation carries out defensive operations, shelling the areas of Murn, Stepova Dolina, Oleksandrivka, Tavriuska, Partizansky, Oline, Kaisalivka, Kobzertsi, Bila Krinitsia, Andriivka, Novovoskresensky, Myronivka, Lyubimivka, Petrivka. The areas of Berezna-Huvait, Bezemen, Velik Artakov, Sukhi Stavok, and Bila Krinitsia were hit by enemy airstrikes. To adjust the fire, the occupiers used unmanned aerial vehicles. The Ukrainian troops successfully repelled the enemy's offensive in the areas of the localities of Bakhmutsky, Vesela Dolina, Zaitseve, Kodima, and Soledar in Bakhmut direction, as well as in the areas of the localities of Pravomoyska, Vodian, and Nevelsky in Avdiivka direction. The Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine continues to repel missile and airstrikes and air attacks of the enemy, effectively protecting the critical facilities of Ukraine. Over the past day, to support the actions of the ground groups, Ukrainian aviation launched more than 30 strikes aimed at hitting personnel, combat and special equipment, as well as military facilities. Missile troops and artillery of ground troops continue to perform tasks of counter-battery fighting, disruption of the enemy control system, logistical support, destruction of air defense systems, fire weapons, and manpower. Over the past 24 hours, the control points of various levels, depots with strategic level ammunition, areas of concentration of military equipment and personnel, areas of concentration and firing positions of artillery units, as well as other important targets were hit. The Russian occupiers suffered losses as a result of effective fire damage inflicted on the enemy clusters near the localities of Semenivka and Kupiansk of Kharkiv region. A field ammunition depot, enemy manpower, and military equipment were destroyed. Losses are being updated. Natalia Toleb.